Hello, everybody. Cal Banyans, Hypnosis, etc. Back again with Meredith Locker. But this is a very, you notice my cool hat, my cool outfit here. We are celebrating. That's right. Our 300th episode. Meredith, blow your horn.
Yay!
Show them your hat.
Oh, it fell off.
I'm sure it was perfect.
Here's my hat.
All right. Gosh, with that beginning, I don't even know what to do next. Let's see here. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, there is extra text, extra links, extra graphics, everything that you need to make this podcast the best ever. Yeah. So, that's it. Oh, I know what I got to do. I feel like I'm all kind of like out of kilter because I'm wearing this Brainiac hat on here that makes me look like... Well, I don't know. Well, leave a comment. Maybe I look like the hypno clown over here. But anyway, let me introduce to you Meredith Locker. Gosh, it's been so long since she's been on the show. And she is a wonderful human being. She's got a master's degree. She used to be a talk therapist before she went all the way over to doing hypnotherapy. She's a lover of animals. She is the biggest contributor to the Banyan Hypnosis, etc. podcast, with her own kind of anniversary coming up very quickly. How you doing, Meredith?
I just blew my silent horn at you, Cal. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. So happy to be celebrating the 300th episode. I can't believe it. 300, Cal.
Gosh, I don't know. It's like... It's just our way, you, Meredith, Elron, and my way of contributing to the profession, lifting the profession, one 20-minute video at a time.
Absolutely, I want to make sure that they know who you are. That's annoying. Yay! So Cal Banyan's the one that is the reason why we've had 300 of these educational training videos, and it started out as audios, which Cal's going to get into a little bit more in a bit. But yeah, you're the reason, Cal, that we have all of this beautiful free training material week in and week out without fail, whether you're here or traveling, whether you're teaching one of your many, many classes here in Tustin, California, or seeing clients, or you're at the NGH convention getting an award, wherever you are, you know what? You are still putting out these training videos, and I am so thankful. But Cal is the reason that really I'm seeing clients every day. He created 5-Path and 7th-Path Self-Hypnosis, and he's the author of many books and so many more articles, and he's a definite top 1%er. In fact, I think he's a 0.01%er. He sees clients, teaches classes here in the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. And thank you so much, Cal.
Oh, you're excited. Hey, do we have a cake?
We have a cake. Let me show you guys the cake. Look at how beautiful this cake is. Look at this. I hope you can see it. It's so pretty. It looks like a flower, like lace. And it's gluten-free, just for me, Maureen Banyan. Made sure to take good care of my needing to avoid gluten issue.
Yeah, you know, while we're at it, you know, we give kudos to Celeste, who was my first co-host, and then you, which was our second co-host, and to Elron, who co-hosted for a long time. And how about in the background? We've got Maureen. I mean, if it wasn't for Maureen, we wouldn't have a cake today.
That's absolutely right. And it's beautiful. I don't know if you guys can see it really close. It says, happy 300th episode. And it's got this pretty purple ribbon on it to match my pretty purple hat. I love it. Thank you, Maureen.
And, you know, we've had good technical help in the past. We had Taylor Toussaint, who was one of the people who really helped me switch from audio to video. And then also we've got our current editor, which is Jim Cunicorn. And I'm so happy to have this kind of setup and team working together to make it all happen. Let me give you guys a little bit of history. I wrote it down Did you know that this blog has been going since March 2005? That's when the first blog post ever happened here on CalBanyan.com. And then on June 30th, 2006, we had the very first audio podcast. I started off with just a microphone. I wonder if I got my microphone here. Just like this, I would be just talking into the microphone, and we went about 17 episodes like that, and then we switched over to video because I was watching some other videos on the internet, and I thought, I wonder if I could do that, and so we just went to work and put it together, and then the next big step was, and I don't have the exact number on that, maybe Celeste will have it, but then one day I decided, hey, let's do a co-host, because gosh, it's a lot of work doing this all by myself, and I never have time to slurp my coffee if I'm doing all the talking by myself. All right, good. What else we got to talk about there, Meredith?
Well, you know what, Cal? As we celebrate our 300th episode, wouldn't it be fun to talk about how we, as hypnotists, as one percenters, how we can uplift the profession of hypnotism? What do you think about talking about that?
I think that's a splendid idea.
Yes.
You want me to start off or do you?
You start off.
All right. I happen to have prepared a list. All right. So we can, and this is, you know, we're right at this turning point in the putting together of our profession to really go from the days of mostly part-timers into the time of mostly full-timers. And hopefully, as you know, one of my big projects is I'm sending it out there that if you are a college professor or you work as an administrator at a college or university, let's work together to, it's one of the things we can do to raise the profession. Let's get hypnosis, this really good style of hypnosis with age regression and parts work and all that, into the colleges and universities. It might be a class first, and then it could become a minor or a certificate course in a college or university, and then work all the way up to some kind of actual degree. I could see that someone could have a bachelor's degree, master's degree, or even a real PhD in hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Good, good, good. Anything to add to that, Meredith?
Gosh, Cal, I just really wish that would happen soon. I mean, I have a master's degree, you have a master's degree. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we could get an advanced degree like that in hypnosis and bring our level of recognition and respect, you know, on par with psychologists and with the social workers and with all kinds of other medical and therapeutic practitioners who were able to go through an accredited program. I can't wait. That has to happen within our lifetimes, no question.
Absolutely. And since I'm planning on living to be 150 years old, we better hurry up.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, that's right. I'm going to be like 130, 140 years old, riding my Harley down the highway, saying, yeah, baby, let's go. Let's rock and roll. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see. My next one is, of course, we got to do effective work. We have to do the very best work. Oh, this kind of segues between the two things. One is having it in a college or university, or the way we have it now through different certification courses, like through us. What we can do is do really good work. I know, gosh, if we had this in the colleges and universities, well, like when I graduated with my master's degree and I started seeing clients and blah, 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 man, if I could have come out of the college university with a certification or a minor or significant coursework in hypnosis, there's people I could have helped right from day one that just really didn't get the kind of help they needed, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so number one, do good work. I'm going to switch these around a little bit. Number two, let's see if we can get these into the get this work into the college university, and then also ethical and professional advertising. We got to put ourselves out there in an ethical and professional way. We cannot be a profession unless we act professional. And so, stage hypnotists, let's make sure the stuff you're doing is professional, and consulting hypnotists like myself, we need to make sure that what we're putting out there in terms of advertising is very professional. Anything you can add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, we are only as good as our image. And if people are, if that's their first contact with us and there's questionable claims and, you know, promises and guarantees being made that can't be met, we all do is look bad as a profession. It really downgrades the way that clients will see all of us. And so it's imperative that there are no promises being made where they can't be met, and that there is testing being done, and that there are double checks being done, and that if you're making a promise, that it's one that you have a significant enough success rate with, you know, achieving those goals, that you can stand behind that with facts.
Absolutely. Hey, so as you're out there, you're doing good work, putting out good advertising. Let's put out high-class, professional writing, such as articles, blog entries, and that kind of thing. Let's not bash each other. Let's not bash the other professions. I mean, just because, see, hypnotists kind of get a slant about this, and they think, oh, talk therapy doesn't work, or counseling doesn't work, or medicine doesn't work for the things that we work with. And we got to remember that we're kind of the last ditch effort that people come to see. So we tend to see people that the counseling and the psychology and the self-help books and the doctors weren't successful with. That doesn't mean that those professionals aren't successful. Just what happens is the toughest, most frustrated people are the ones that walk through our doors, right?
Yes, they are. No question about it. And it's such a great opportunity because then we have that need, that desire, the leverage, if you will, to go through a process, to actually put themselves through the process is there. So it works in our favor, but we have to recognize that we're dealing with the extra frustrated, the extra lost, the extra confused, those who have lost hope. And we have to represent professional options for them. Not questionable, not scary, not things that will confuse people further, but very clear cut, very well communicated, options for our clients so that they know what they're getting when they come to us. And it's not this big mystery, and it's also not a lot of false promises.
Perfect. You know, another thing is that I don't have to be the only video podcast out there. I've seen one or two other attempt something like this, and they become, what do they call that? Pod faders. Pod faders. They start off, and then after a few episodes, either audio or video, they just fade away. And, you know, all these things we're talking about, lifting the profession, you know what? It takes consistent effort. You can't just be in the mood for doing things professional. You can't just be in the mood for lifting the profession for days, weeks, and months. You've got to be able to say, this is what I do. This is what I'm dedicated to. I see how it helps myself. I see how it helps other people in my community. I see how it can help the world. And to just keep these high standards day in, week out, month in, year out, on and on. So, gosh, let's do more professional podcasts, audio, video, articles, blogs. Let's get them out there. Let's keep raising the bar. What do you think of that, Meredith?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's to kind of touch on something that you talked about earlier and to weave it into this, there's room in the world for all of us hypnotists and all the different kinds of hypnotism and all of the different modalities that are within the umbrella of hypnosis. And so, you know, this particular podcast series is going to have one point of view, and there are going to be others that have other points of view, and there are going to be other forms that work better for other clients, and we're all in this together, and it's important for us to uplift and support each other and recognize that although we may not do hypnosis the way that some other hypnotists do it. There's a place for that. And there are other people who will enjoy that and will gain some progress from that. And if we all just kind of do our best and focus on doing our best and being the best at the kind of hypnosis that we do, our profession in general will be uplifted, as opposed to, you know, pointing fingers and criticizing each other and saying that people are doing it the wrong way. You know, all we really can do if we stand from a point of power is show up and do our best and keep learning and keep growing and keep trying. And the more experience that we have, the better we will get at our particular mode of hypnosis. And if we do that, then this profession will eventually be on par with those others, maybe even supersede them.
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking you're 100% right. And in any profession, medicine, psychology, counseling, social work, and on and on and on, people disagree about things. They disagree about approaches. They disagree about efficacy. They disagree about politics, everything. Let's see if we can disagree without being disagreeable. There's ways to discuss our differences, to point out what we think are advantages to our particular approaches or way of thinking without attacking, putting down, or calling names other professionals, other professions, or even members within our profession. So let's disagree when we do, without being disagreeable. Right, Meredith?
Absolutely. I mean, the NGH convention, for instance, we're relatively freshly back from that, and there were so many courses. If you guys haven't been, you've got to get there, because it is mind-blowing how many options there are, how many teachers there are, how many courses, how many different points of view. And as far as I'm concerned, the more of that I learn, the more broad my vantage point is, and just the more skills and tools I have. I never know when one of those tools might come in handy with a client. And I'm going to keep doing what I do and what I've been trained to do, but those little pieces can add to my, you know, be a part of my tool belt and can give me a different way of doing things, trying things. There may be that tough client that what I normally do isn't working for. Oh my gosh, if we were, you know, just getting the education on a regular basis, learning, writing, developing, expanding, experimenting. Imagine, there's really no client we couldn't help.
You know, you're so right. And what I'd like to see is, you know, sometimes we let things that are subpar or damaging slide because we don't want to get involved. I want to challenge all of you that if you are a member of a forum, or if you're a member of an online group, a Yahoo group, or even a social group like Our Hypnospace, and you find that the website or the group or the forum is being used to flame or attack people and to be unprofessional, when you tear down professionals in our profession, you're harming the entire profession. And you need to step up and say, I'm not going to stand for that. If that kind of flaming is going on, if that kind of negative energy is going on, you can vote with your feet. You can just leave that social group. You can and say, you know, this is just not professional. It's not what we should be doing. And just get up and get out. All right. Let's move on to something more positive even than that. And that is, you know what? We've got, as a profession, we've probably got millions and millions of hours of client time. And we use techniques that we've learned through books, audio programs, video programs, and live training. But I've said it before in our training program, in our podcast, and that is, who besides those sources of training, there is experience and there is what our clients teach us. Because as our clients come in with their problems and their personality and their history, we learn how to use the techniques that we've learned, sometimes in new and significantly new ways. And so once we have adjusted or learned and then stretched a particular technique further than what we learned, then we need to share that information on good forums, social groups, Yahoo groups, these kinds of things, so that together we can nudge the technology that we have and that we're constantly evolving with other people in the profession. I know you do that, don't you, Meredith?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, with every new client, I am learning more about how to do 5-PATH and more about how to take each and every phase of that to a new space. And, you know, that I'm going to keep doing that with my clients. And at some point, when it's appropriate, I'm going to teach it more and more. You know, as of now, I'm teaching what I'm learning through the NGH, through the convention and the Solid Gold, and, you know, through these podcasts here. But eventually, it's going to be, you know, at a whole different level of teaching that information. And I know that you have, you know, that you are supportive of that 100%.
Yeah, you know, as you're writing that, I'm typing down some ideas that are coming to mind. And along that lines, so in addition to pushing and growing and applying the techniques that we learn, we want to attend, as you're saying, these different events like the NGH Solid Gold Weekend, the National Guild of Hypnotists, or local chapter meetings near you. And so be involved. That's it. You know, a big, big part of this profession is not just seeing clients, but being involved in the profession from an event point of view, be it a local chapter meeting, all the way up to national get-togethers like the National Guild of Hypnotism. Because when you plug into that excitement and that consciousness of the profession as a whole by going to these events and participating, you get recharged and you also are able to give something back. Like you're just talking about what it was like to go to the convention this year, right?
Unbelievable. It was so much fun and just so great, you know, because we are kind of isolated as practitioners. Of course, you know, we meet and mingle with our clients, but that's different. It's a whole different thing when you get to be with others that are like-minded, others who do what you do, and we can pick each other's brains and we can share case histories and we can share learnings. And, you know, this is all, I mean, even outside of the classes, you know, of course, in the classes, you're getting all kinds of amazing tidbits, or you're getting some of what you already do reinforced, which to me is huge, because I think sometimes you can get to that point where, you know, you can forget some of the basics or even some of the more complicated things, because what we do is so vast. And how, you know, if you're a generalist, you work with so many different kinds of issues. And so it can really remind you of the basics or some of the advanced techniques that maybe you haven't used in a while. But mostly just that ability to be around other people who do what you do, who love to do what you do, and, you know, develop those friendships and to be able to see some of the amazing, great people in the profession in person, and, you know, to get to shake their hand or give them a hug and hear them talk a little bit. I mean, nothing beats being in person at a conference like that and gathering all the juicy tidbits of information that are available for you and to you. You know, I always come back inspired, refreshed, excited about seeing clients in a whole new way. I love my clients, I love my work, but it just reinvigorates you and brings you back to your work with that kind of fresh point of view and, you know, recharged.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to squeeze in, because I think we're running out of time, of this 300th episode, work on yourself. Learn self-hypnosis, or go see a hypnotherapist that you know, like, and trust. Get a referral, whatever it takes. Have you got some hang-ups? Work on them. You got some fears? Work on them. You need something that's holding you back from working, of taking your practice to the next level, or even getting it started? Go see a hypnotist. Find out what's causing the problem. Find out the blockage and obliterate it, and then move forward, because you really help the profession best by being in the profession. Wrap it up, Meredith.
Beautiful. Yeah, just to add on to that real quickly before I sign off. Yeah, I was actually just talking to Celeste about that recently, Celeste Hackett, and we were talking about how surprised we are that more hypnotists don't use self-hypnosis even. And I am absolutely in agreement with you that you know, when we need some help, we should be going to a practitioner. But we can also do a lot just within our own minds. We have the tools, we have the knowledge, we have the training, and we know the power of the mind. And I'm on a daily basis doing some version of self-hypnosis, whether it's my seventh path or whether it's, you know, some part of my seventh path that's much more focused, like one of the recognitions that allows me to really focus in on a particular issue that I want to work through. And Celeste does that as well, and it's one reason that we continue to be able to thrive, and we continue to be happy and joyful and productive, you know, have the energy to keep pushing forward. You know, absolutely, I highly recommend it. If you don't already know how to do self-hypnosis, explore that. Do some research about that. Ask some people that you know, because you absolutely can make change in you. It's not that hard. No question. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for our 300th episode. This is Meredith Locker. We definitely love your comments and feedback, so please continue to send your questions to us. You can post them right down there on calbanion.com. You can go to ourhypnospace.com and post them in the Ask Cal group. You can post them on Facebook. You can email them to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you so much, Meredith. And gosh, I'm really looking forward to the next three podcasts we're going to do together. I'm sure that we're going to cover some really exciting and useful subtopics, and I look forward to lifting the profession as I work with you in each one of these upcoming podcasts and all the many, many podcasts that we've done. Ah, quick little announcement. We've just put out our schedule for training for next year, 2013. Over there, there's some links, and I'm sure I got some stuff down there that you can look at our schedule of upcoming classes. And one last little tidbit. Congratulations to our very own Celeste Hackett. I just heard that she's been made a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists Advisory Board. Yes. Congratulations to you. You definitely deserve it. This is Cal Banion wrapping up episode number 300. See you next week.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.